what it's worth to defend your kind from shame. The lights are down, go on inside, they've paid. You're the face in stone.
And hello everybody, good morning to you all. This is Friday and you're listening to Ryan with Sounds of the City Radio here at CITR 101.9 FM. Every Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., I, Ryan with Sounds of the City Radio, promote upcoming live music in town. Local, international, big, small, no particular genres, anything works. As long as there's a live performance happening in town within the next week or 2 weeks, I will be glad to promote some good music here on CITR Radio. And it being 10 o'clock, it's the beginning of my show. Sorry, being Friday morning is always a bit rough, but, you know, we get by. Anyhow, carrying on, we got lots of good stuff for you planned today. Once again, a lot of diversity. Pretty much the first half of the show will be a little bit more crazier, a little bit more on the psychedelic side of stuff. But don't worry, then we're going to calm down a bit. We're going to calm down. We have a very special guest here from one of our local Vancouver musicians here who's going to show up here at 10:30. I'm not going to say his name yet, you know. Why should I? Save some anticipation, so to say. And I just realized my volume mic was very, very low, so I do apologize for that. But yes, as I was saying, we're going to have a guest for you here at 10:30 from a local Vancouver musician, which I will introduce to you very shortly. However, carrying on to our concert listings for the day, tonight, do not forget, tonight, Dan Deacon, Vincent Parker, and Olav, they're playing at the Rickshaw Theatre. This is, once again, psychedelic electronic trance. Actually, I'll take the trance part out of it, so some people might not like me judging their music, but it is definitely on the electronical side of stuff. I can definitely say that. And tickets are $15 at the Rickshaw. Actually, tickets are $20 at the Rickshaw, but you can pre-buy tickets for $15 at Red Cat or Zulu. But to start the show off, this is one by Dan Deacon. It's called Snookered here at CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Enjoy.
Thank you.
that was some good old Dan Deacon for you. Dan Deacon, that was a wicked good tune. He's playing once again with Vincent Parker and Olav at the Rickshaw Theater. Tickets are $15 in advance, and you can buy them at Red Cat or Zulu Records. If you buy it by the door, it'll cost you approximately like $20, so I highly recommend. And that sound was the sound of me accidentally touching my microphone in an inappropriate place. We're not going to get into that right now. But yeah, really enjoy that tune. That was off of his 2009 album, Bromst, by Car Park Records. Dan Deacon, he's very famous for... I highly recommend checking out his live show because, A, I really support live music, and he's very interactive with his audience. I saw a YouTube clip from him where he just jumped off stage and he performed his solo guitar performance in the middle of I don't know how many people were there, but in the middle of a packed shows crowd, like on the ground floor. And I think that is pretty awesome for our artists to do. So check that out. But I want to further promote that show because Vincent Parker is also playing on that show. And this is one called Respect. Can I part one by Vincent Parker. Check this out, and then we'll be back more with possibly our future favorite guest who's going to come on the show in about 20 minutes.
Mama thanks a million.
The music says it all, but we'd like to say it again. Thank you, from all of us at CITR, for your generous support during our 2011 Fun Drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million to you.
And what you heard was Respect and Eyes, Part 1 by Vincent Parker. And before that, it was Dan Deacon with Snookered. Please support this show. It's tonight. They're also playing with Olaf tonight at the Rickshaw. Once again, tickets are $15 from Red Cat or Zulu. Vincent Parker is from Vancouver's very own East Van. His website describes him as a live, blissed-out psych power bass rhythms that are steeped into psychedelic, omnipresent mist of the Pacific West. Yeah, that about explains what his music sounded like to us. So, yeah, check that out tonight. Don't forget. We're going to take a little bit of a detour on this type of music that we've been playing thus far in the first 20 minutes of the show, and going to carry on to more singer-songwriting type of concerts that are going to be happening around town. First of all, before I continue, I just want to say, as the ad just mentioned, thank you so much for really helping out with our fundraiser. It's community radio. If people don't donate, we can't be here, so to say. And it's because of your donations that we're able to provide you an environment where we don't play Lady Gaga all the time, and we play old records from U2, and we just appreciate good live, independent, good music. And put that good in huge, big capital letters, because that is what we like to play around here on CITR 101.9 FM. So thank you very much for that. But carrying on to the rest of the show, in about 10-15 minutes, I am very happy to announce that we have Rick Ricca from the band Warless. He's going to be joining me on air. He just went downstairs to get his cup of coffee. You know, you got to wake up. It's very early for musicians to get up at 9 a.m. to get here for 10. So, yeah, you got to give him a break. He's going to be joining us in 10-15 minutes, and he's going to be talking about his upcoming show, which he has with a few other bands, including Bucky and The Root System. But that's in a little bit later on. For now, I would like to play you a song from a show that's happening on Monday, December the 5th. It's Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. Yes, Vancouver's very own favorite Boris Yeltsin band. I'm pretty sure when Boris Yeltsin was the leader of Russia, he never, ever would have ever thought that there would have been a band based after him, let alone in like Vancouver, British Columbia. But hey, the world is weird like that, and there you go. So, Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. Tickets are, that show's at the Biltmore on Monday, December the 5th. You can buy tickets for $13 in advance at Zulu and Red Cap. But from their new album, Sunday Service, from their old album, Sunday Service AM, I'm going to play you a song. It's called Back in the Saddle, and then we'll be back with more good times right after this. Thanks, God, for listening, everybody. And I'm apparently experiencing some technical difficulties with my little CD player, so I am going to instead play you another very quick song by Vincent Parker, and then I'm going to get back to this one. I do apologize for the little short troubles. And the second song you just heard by Vincent Parker was called Scoot Scoop. Once again, sorry for those little minor technical difficulties. I'm going to carry on with the show once again with Boris. We still love you, Boris Yeltsin, who are playing at the Biltmore on Monday, December the 5th. This is one called Back in the Saddle from their album Sunday Service. Enjoy.
Thank you.
what you just heard was We Still Love You, Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, and they're playing at the Biltmore Cabaret. The song that you just heard was Back in the Saddle from their album Sunday Service AM. Monday, December 5th is when they're playing at the Biltmore. You can buy tickets for $13 in advance at Zulu and Red Cat. But carrying on with the next part of my show, I am very happy to announce that Mr. Rika has joined us in on air today from the band Warless. How is it going, Rika?
I'm doing really well, Rain. How are you?
I'm good. You have a very good radio voice, by the way. I was actually prepared to. I was like, oh yeah, the volume is pretty high. I'm afraid it's going to go off charts. But no, that was a really, really good radio voice.
Thanks a lot for coming. I've been practicing all morning.
Dude, thank you for doing that. Yeah, I chose not to mention anything about your show, and I chose to let you. People are tired of hearing my own voice, so how about you talk a bit and give us a brief about what are you going to present to us within the next week or something in Vancouver?
Okay, this Wednesday, I think it's the 7th or the 6th?
The 7th.
7th, at the Railway Club.
You would think you would know your own... He's an artist. He's okay. Artists are allowed to be a little off.
I'm also a designer, though, so that doesn't help.
Okay.
Yeah, we're playing with as three bands, Root System, Chris Mapstone of Root System, who are a local band here, Buckman Co., and my own band, Warless. We'll all be playing at the Railway Club. We're going to be raising a bit of funds for the Towards Eden Festival, which is a sustainable music festival that happens in July, in which they run, last July they ran two stages for 3 days, DJs, live music, and they did it completely off the grid. They used solar, wind, and bicycle power. And so they want to try and keep doing that every year. So
do you know if they're going to get a chance to do it again this year?
I don't know if they're going to do it this year, but I know they have the stage and the battery banks and everything set up. So what they're going to try and do, I think, this year is sort of get that stage out into the public and in use. And that's their main focus right now.
So they haven't given up on the idea yet? Cause,
no.
I think our listeners should know that I actually met you at Towards the Eden Festival the first time. Yeah. And... what an incredible event. What an absolutely incredible event. The my favorite part of the show was the bikes were the bass for the music was attached to these what do you call them, G-bikes? The bikes that create energy.
Yeah,
energy creating bikes. So like there was like six bikes next to the stage and you're dancing to the music and then all of a sudden the bass drops and then in order to kick the bass back up you had to get six people back on the bikes and start pedaling as fast as you can, and then all of a sudden the bass will kick in again. And it was such a wicked interactive experience, man.
Yeah, the bass the bass sub was run completely on those bikes. So when DJs, Adam Shake was there, and a couple of others, and Echo Pilot, and whenever they wanted, one of those DJs went on, and they knew the bass was coming. People lined up to sit on the bikes and get the bass booming into the forest.
It was a rocking show. I would like to talk to you more about that, but I still want to cover a few things from the different shows that are happening in Van City before we carry on to the rockness of the Root System and Warless and Bucky. And you told me you liked this guy too, and I liked him too. I think everyone will be happy to hear that Sting. Yes, he's still singing and he's still rocking it out, and he's coming back to town. He's coming to the Queen Elizabeth Theater on Thursday, December 8th. Now, tickets are... Well, I don't think any show should be this pricey, between $100 and $180, but it is Sting, and after all, after how many years, how long has he been singing?
Oh, early 80s, man. Early 80s was...
Police was 70s, right?
Well, late 70s, I'd say, yeah, they sort of fizzled out in the mid 80s, so yeah.
And then Sting came along, and he's been going... He hasn't stopped
40
since.
Years.
He's been going 40 years. And he looks like he's 25 years old. He still manages to do that.
Man.
He looks a good-looking man, but... For nostalgic reasons, I would like to play you not a song from his newer stuff, but a song that I really, really like. And it's called Desert Rose. And then check this song out, and then we can get back and we'll carry on with the remaining of the show, which will be dedicated to Root System, Warless, and Rika's Good Times. You're listening to Ryan Aragi on Sounds of the City Radio at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thanks for listening. Here's Desert Rose. Thank you. Some good old Sting with Desert Rose, very, very, very famous track. I think Desert Rose and what's the other one that the soundtrack for Professional?
Fields of Gold.
There's Fields of Gold, but then there's the other one that was the soundtrack of Professional. What's his most famous song? Oh my God, it's at the tip of my tongue. Anyhow, I forgot about it. I'll get back to that song. I'll talk about it later. But yeah, Sting, he's playing December 8th, Thursday, Queen Elizabeth Theater. Tickets are quite pricey, $100 to $180, depending on where you sit. However, and you can buy it at Ticketmaster.ca, but it is Sting, and he, even though I said he looks 25, he's probably around 65. So, you know, musicians have only a certain age that they can probably sing and still look beautiful at the same time. So I recommend you check this out before he goes ugly. But love you, Sting. Love you so much. But carrying on with the show, I would like to hear some more of the Root System, and I want to hear more about Rika's upcoming show happening on the 7th. Give us a brief about Root System. It's from what I previously recall, they were a trio when I last saw them last year, but I think they've all been doing some traveling right now, and what's their status now?
Yeah, it used to be a trio with Justin, Chris, and Tom. I'm not sure where they are right now. I know Chris is on Wednesday. Chris is playing on his own, but the man is a force unto himself. He plays didgeridoo, harmonica, djembes, guitar, and he sings too.
Drums,
yeah. He's a one-man band, so he's super entertaining. He's got his heart in the right place. He does a lot of work with Greenpeace. I think he's working right now, canvassing on the street with Greenpeace. Otherwise, he'd be here with us today. So he gets a lot of really positive, conscious people out to the shows, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get like-minded individuals, both in musicians and in people in the audience, and to kind of get a group together who can elicit and change, whether it be environmental, social, or just personal change, and in a positive way. And Chris and Root System, the things he sings about, the things he does, and you know, his heart, are all in the right place. So he's part of our little scene there.
It's interesting how you mentioned musicians working towards change. Yesterday, I came across a website. Now, this website was based in Australia, but it was called Tunes for Change. Mm. And essentially, once every 6 months, they release an album, which is a collective of different music from like famous bands, like old music that they never released from there yet, like when they first started out. But you know, they're still listening. You know, they're still good songs. And then they would just do a compilation. Everyone would just donate their music, and then they would put the CD online and try to raise money. And 100% of the profits went towards a specific cause. So every term they raised money for a specific cause, and then they did that. And it seems like you guys are not selling your albums right for free right now, but it seems like that culture, that giving back, that knowing that we can change everything, it's taken apart, man. It's taken apart. And I'm happy to see you guys are really active with it.
Well, music's a powerful force, right? And it can be used for all sorts of inspirational things. And whatever your cause is, if you can, you know, as musicians, we have a really powerful tool in music, a very influential tool. And so it's important that we use it for the good and for the benefit of both our community and for our environment in the whole. So, you know, we give $1 from each of our CDs to Surf Riders Foundation, which is a local, well, it's an international foundation, but they have a local chapter here and one on the island, and they do a lot of beach cleanup and educational work around our oceans, which is a very, very important thing, obviously, in our community here in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland. So we help out with that. I know Chris is involved, as I said, a lot with Greenpeace, and everybody knows that they do a lot of pretty comprehensive things in both the environmental and world. And so we're all doing our little part, and if we all come together and add our little bits,
big change can happen.
Yeah, we can do big change. And even if it's just the change of taking the room you're in and making it into a really happy place to dance and shake your butt.
Exactly.
You know, that's positive. People go home in a good mood, and that spreads from there.
Yeah, exactly, man. Word. Enough of speaking about Chris Mapson. Let's hear a song from him. What song are we going to hear from him?
This is the title track from their new album, Of the Earth. It's called Of the Earth.
It's called Of the Earth. Here, you listen to that on Sounds of the City Radio at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Step, never looking back in remorse or regret. So tell me how it feels to be a responsible for taking what is rightfully ours. Well, it's gonna come back around to you. You know, we choose the lives we live. What are you gonna do? You're taken by surprise when you realize you're gonna reap what you To give us life, gotta quench your thirst, yeah. Well, there's a few with plenty, but so many without. You know the cats in the shadows are dead. We gotta stand up for, you know. Sitting on the juice so nothing gets out. And it's happened every day, you know. The greedy count their money while the ancient laws slip away. You're taken by surprise when you realize you're gonna reap what you lose. So take only what you need, nothing more. Come the rhythm down. Come the rhythm of the earth, you better learn to take heed. You come the rhythm, you come the rhythm down. Come the rhythm of the earth, you better learn to take heed. And fortunately, my head is in the clouds. You come the rhythm, you come the rhythm down. Come the rhythm of the earth, you better learn to take heed. Come the rhythm now. Come the rhythm of the earth. You better learn to take heed and fall.
That was a song by Chris Mapstone of The Root System. It was called Of the Earth, was it not?
Yes, it was.
Good, good tunes. He's playing with Rika, well, Warless, and Buckman Co. on Wednesday, December 7th at the Railway Club. Wait, I forgot to mention, how much are tickets?
$8 at the door, and we're giving partial proceeds to the Towards Eden Festival, which is a sustainable music festival.
Rock and roll, man. Rock and roll. Well, I want to play a lot more good music in the next 15 minutes.
Yeah,
man.
Let's get as much as we can.
So, Bucky.
Buckman Co. If you don't know Buckman Co. yet, you probably will know Buckman Co. The man is a musical craftsman. I've known Buckman for about a year now. I didn't meet him, but I went up to the Towards Eden Festival up there, and he played along with us, and then I also went over to Salt Spring Island with him on a mini tour, just him and I and a couple of acoustic guitars last summer. I had a wonderful time. He's one of my favorite songwriters, and I sit down and listen to Buckman's songs quite a bit. He's a genuine guy. He's, like I was saying earlier, his music is positive. It's reflective on the times too. I mean, it's sort of the yin and yang. He's looking at the world around him and all the crap going on, but he brings out very positive, very inspirational, and very uplifting, and very danceable, very, you know, poppy, thoughtful.
What song are we going to hear from him today?
He wanted to play...
And by that he meant he wanted to be here, but he couldn't be here, so he requested a song to be played instead.
Everybody wanted to be here, but they're all working. I think Bucky's teaching yoga right now. I'm going to play my favorite song from this album. This is his By the Mountain's Feet, and this is my favorite. It's called Devils in You. This is Buckman Co.
Buckman Co. Here it is on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
promises seem broke. I don't even know when I'm lying to myself. Yes, I'm bad and I think I'd be better off if I cut and run. Cut and run, I could come back to my senses. Somewhere else, come back to my senses. Branches of around, why don't they take a chance? Save a piece of my soul. The claws come out, you better hide yourself. Yeah, it's that bad, and I thought all the therapy would have made me a better man, that I could take back everything.
A song by Buckman Co. It was called The Devil's In. What was it called?
Devil's In You.
The Devil's In. Sweet.
He's in me too.
Well, dude, you're the radio DJ for the next 10 minutes. What are we going to do next?
Well, I got to talk about my own band here.
It's about time. I've been waiting for that all day. Come on.
Warlist. We've been together for about 4 years. Most recently, we're now in Warlist 2.0. We've had the joy of bringing on Aaron Sage, a Sharp on drums, and Eric Liu on bass. We have Keith Lineweber, who's been with me since the beginning. He's a good island boy. He plays lead guitar, and then myself, of course, on rhythm and vocals. But previously, we were playing with Heather Bears on drums and Joe Bennett on bass. And they're sadly missed, but they had other passions, such as science and biology and looking after animals and that sort of thing, so they moved on to follow those, and we were very fortunate enough to have two wonderful souls come in and play with us now. So we're a little bit different just simply because we have the two new musicians. We're moving towards I wouldn't say ska and dub necessarily specifically, but that's we're heavily into that, or we like that sort of thing. Defining your own music is a difficult thing to do, so I would just say, well, let's play a song. And
so this show that you're gonna be that you're having on the Wednesday, it's gonna be Wednesday. Your first show as a new band.
It's our first show in Vancouver. We did play a show in Victoria in September with this crew, but yeah, this is our first premiere of Warless 2.0 in Vancouver.
Okay, what song will we be hearing?
We're gonna listen to Open Roads, and this is from our first demo EP. So this is with Heather Bear on drums, Joe Bennett on bass, Keith Lineweber on lead guitar, and myself vocalizing.
All right, enough so. Enjoy.
When I first met you, I knew I'd get you. Based upon the unnatural compassion I saw in your green eyes. But you got me like black coffee, and I got you like a morning dew. Ain't no big surprise. It ain't no big surprise. Cause oh my, but I'm on the fly. Ain't found no darkest boat to tie. And life keeps floating away. But as I turn to give my goodbyes, I stumble and fall back into your eyes. Ain't no road that beautiful. No, ain't no road that beautiful. I got love, light, the moon, the stars. Reggae beats on a bass guitar. Comfort and love of my friends. But as I sleep deep beside your skin, well, we all know you let a sinner sin. I'm dreaming of open roads. I'm dreaming of open roads. But I'm on the fly. Ain't found no darkness boat to tie. And life keeps floating away. But as I turn to give my goodbyes, I stumble and fall back into your eyes. Ain't no road that beautiful. Nah, ain't no road that beautiful. Ain't no road that beautiful. Ain't no road that beautiful.
December 15th, be ready for Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish to take over the Vogue Theater.
Would you be upset if I told you we were dying?
Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish will co-headline the show with guests Lion Eyes and Rodeo Ruby Love. Tickets are already available online at unionevents.com and voguetheater.com and at Red Cat and Zulu Records. Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish co-headlining at the Vogue Theater December 15th.
And we're back with Sounds of the City Radio, and the song that you just heard was by Warless, and the song was called
Open Roads.
Open Roads. And we are here with Rika, the lead singer of Warless, here today. And dude, thank you so much for coming down today. It was actually quite awesome.
That's right.
I'm sorry, I forgot to press your mic button, so we didn't hear the first words. So you can say the thank you one more time.
Thank you, Rain.
There you go. I love it when people say thank you to me three times in a row. But that was sweet. But I still also want to get rocking out some more music. That was a band. That was a song from your previous
EP, Coast.
Warless 1.0. And we're gonna hear something a little bit newer. Is that right?
Well, no, this is still Warless 1.0.
Okay.
This is Island Girls off the same EP, Coast.
No, but the one I have, Syndrops, I think it was.
Oh, Syndrops, and yeah, that's with the new crew, with Aaron Sage, Eric Liu, and Keith Lineweber.
Okay.
We're going to check that out, and this is the type of music you're going to be playing
this,
on.
I just want to do it. This is also recorded in our jam space on an iPhone, I think. So,
dude, I personally love... I define a good band, but what they sound like live, I don't like well-produced stuff. So, like, the words...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
That's what you think.
You get the spirit of it.
There you go. There you go. Keep the love on. Keep the love on. Here's some more Warless with the song Sin Drops In.
Thank you.
And that was Sin Drops In by Warless, who is going to be playing December 7th, Wednesday, this Wednesday, at the Railway Club on Seymour Street. Dude, Rika, thank you so, so much for coming in on air today.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
It was a great pleasure to have you.
Appreciate it.
I want to, we're running a little bit over time, so we're going to leave. And that was it for this week's Sounds of the City Radio. Tune in next Friday at 10 a.m. for an upcoming list of all your concert listings that you need to be hearing from me so you can go to them and support good live music that happens around town. But I'm going to leave you with another song by Warless, and then Justin is going to play some new eclectic stuff, the ones that he has always planned for you guys. But what song will I leave you with? I will let Rika make that decision.
This is Island Girls off Warless's Coast EP.
There you go. There is Ireland Girls, and you're listening to Ryan Naragi on CITR 101.9 FM. Till next time, peace out, stay safe.
Watch our garden grow, a flower by flower, and row after row after row. So keep your music easy, cause I may come around, but I'll be quiet, I won't move a lot of sound, cause I'll be looking for your feet of summer gold, to chase away the rain and to keep them out from the cold. Summer cold, or will you keep me warm when this world makes me cold? Cause when the fighting in the east and the fighting in the west, north of the border's where I love it the best. It's where you walk me through my day and lay me through my nights. You can ride me like a wave into beach and morning lights. We'll kick back and we'll let the tides flow. When the sea, the sand, the earth and the land, you and I. Music easy cause I may come around, Lord, and I'll be quiet, I won't move a lot of sound, cause I'll be looking for your feet of summer gold, to chase away the rain and to keep them out from the cold, 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 keep them out from the cold.
could not.